Welcome to Voice Assist. Economic updates. The GST tax regime is set to be rolled out across India from July 1, 2017. Reserve Bank Governor Dr. Urjit Patel said the soon-to-be-implemented goods and services tax will not only create a national market, but will also broaden the tax base, which in turn will lower the overall taxes in the long term. Asian Development Bank said, the GST would create a single national market and spur Indian economic growth, but cautions that there could be transitional challenges. India's foreign exchange reserves touched a record high of $381.96 billion as on June 16, compared with $381.16 billion in the previous week. Finance Minister said people may face some difficulty initially when GST is rolled out, but in the long run the new regime would help cut tax evasion and check price rise. Indian industry borrowed $1.05 billion from overseas markets in May, compared with $1.32 billion in the same month last year. An RBI committee set up to clear stressed corporate loans to review 6 more accounts in the next few days with debt of rupee 10,000 crore under the scheme for sustainable structuring of stressed assets. RBI may soon come out with rupee 200 currency notes. Government spending rose 55% in April to May over the same period a year earlier. Government notifies the GST tax rate for construction of real estate at 18% as against 12% announced earlier. Government is planning to integrate the direct and indirect taxation systems for all indirect taxpayers by linking the GST number with the PAN. Global economic updates. US trade deficit shrank slightly to $65.9 billion in May, compared to previous month's print of $67.1 billion. IMF cuts growth forecasts for the US economy to 2.1% for both 2017 and 2018. China's industrial profits surged 16.7% in May from a year earlier, accelerating from 14% in April. The U.S. economy expanded 1.4% in Q1 2017 compared to 2.1% growth in Q4 2016. 33 out of 34 U.S. banks passed the stress test conducted by the U.S. Federal Reserve. In Eurozone, manufacturing PMI increased to 57.3 in June against previous month's mark of 56.3. However, services PMI declined to 54.7 from May's mark of 56.3. Equity, Indian equity gains were however limited as uncertainty over the implications of the goods and services tax, which is to be rolled out on July 1, continued to dent the sentiments. Housing finance companies witnessed selling pressure, owing to concerns over their profitability and valuations. Banking stocks were among the prominent laggards on Nifty, amid concerns that the RBI's call to increase provisioning for bad loans may hurt profitability of banks in the near term. Debt, the underlying sentiment remained upbeat on hopes of an interest rate cut by the RBI in the near term. Trade remained subdued in the absence of fresh cues. The fall in treasuries globally has weighed on Indian gilts. However, strong demand for gilts by public sector banks, ahead of upcoming bond redemptions next quarter, supported prices. State-owned banks' profit sales towards the end of the quarter also weighed on prices. The slump in bonds globally, especially in US and Germany, weighed on Indian gilts. Further, profit booking by some investors after the rally in the last few weeks also dragged gilts down. However, the overall mood continues to remain positive, as the outlook both on inflation and future rate trajectory looks benign. Oil. U.S. crude oil inventories rose by 0.1 million barrels to 509.2 million barrels for the week ended June 23. Oil prices declined post an increase in estimated U.S. oil inventories according to API, which the analysts had expected to decline. UAE Energy Minister signaled that there was no further talk of supply cuts by OPEC and its allies, despite the slow drawdown in inventories. Gold. In absence of any major data coming in, gold prices have not showed much volatility. Gold prices ended lower, due to subdued demand from jewelers and stockists, amid weak global trend. Dollar index has remained weaker, and that has helped the gold prices marginally. Vote on US healthcare reforms was postponed, and European Central Bank President Mario Draghi, pointed towards a trimming of monetary stimulus this year. The gains were capped, however, as Fed Chief Janet Yellen maintained her stand on another rate hike this year. Currency, a fall in domestic equities and state-owned banks, demand for the dollar on behalf of oil importers also contributed to the rupee's decline. The rupee ended lower against the US dollar on Thursday, on continued purchases of the greenback by state-owned banks and importers. The Indian rupee ended weaker amidst persistent dollar buys by public sector banks. Further, month-end dollar demand from importers also weighed on the rupee. Thank you for listening.